Okay, it's a meeting of the affiliate task force. It's Thursday, October 11th, and it's 5:36. And I'm Rip Robbins. And Teresa, would you call the roll, please?
Just bear with me. It's 8:36 Eastern.
Oh, that's
Eastern
right.
Eastern time. Just a minute here. Okay. Pardon me. I'm going back to my file. I stepped off for a minute here. All right. Alan Minsky, Berta Silva, Serene Roberts, Chandra Hopman.
Here.
Deb Shafto, Dina Colbert.
Here.
Don White has requested excused absence. Kalanji Alusagon. Margaret Prescott, Rayla Forrest, Rip Robbins,
present.
Rob Robinson, Sandra Rawline,
sure.
Thank you. Sarv Randhawa, Sean Rhodes. Did someone say Sean had requested it excused?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, he
emailed it.
Yes.
Okay. Teresa Allen here. Ursula Rudenberg?
Here.
Lori Taguma. Okay. And did I say Don White? I don't know why. I'm sorry. I did say Don White? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone whose name I didn't mention? Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks. So I have, there's a few things here that are suggested for an agenda. It's the approval of agenda, approval of minutes, the guest phone call we don't have on here tonight. So then we go to the budget, the PNB report, update on Radio South, motions for the PNB, and subcommittee work. So those are the items.
So I guess I would ask if there are any additions or corrections to the agenda.
I would like to add doing an audio survey of task members. It's not so much a survey as a testimonial. Change the word.
Testimonial.
Okay.
Do you want to speak to that for a couple minutes?
Where do you want this on the agenda, I should ask?
I just don't want to find out that at the very end we're all so tired it gets lost.
Well, would that be under a subcommittee?
It's new business.
Okay, but
New business.
We do have subcommittee reports as item on the agenda. Would that be structure? Maybe the structure subcommittee?
No, it's really about the whole of the task force. So it's new business. Last year I did a survey,
mm-hmm.
and this year I'd like to just do testimonial.
Hmm. Okay, so I just have number 8 as the item from the member.
Number 8 is motions for PNB, right? Or am I wrong?
Oh, I guess we didn't clarify. Well, whatever. It's after subcommittee work, the next item. Would be a new item, audio
testimony. Pardon me, but I thought the agenda was roll call, approval
okay.
agenda, minutes,
okay.
budget, PNB report, Radio South update, motions for PNB, and subcommittee reports.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe we should make item number 8 new business.
Okay.
All right.
I think this, can I just like to say something. I'd just like to bring attention to the fact that on a few occasions, Dina has brought up something like this, and it just there wasn't any time for it. So it'd be nice this time if we kind of paid attention to make sure that Dina is able to do her thing before everybody's completely exhausted. So,
I have a question. This is Sandra. Do you think we would allot particular items?
It's a good idea. There are no times currently allotted to these. So if we, in that case, we may want to invert the order of some of these. I know that the budget might be, or a couple of these things might be very important, but if that's what we're going to spend all of our time talking about, we could just get shorter reports on some of these other items. That way, move through a few items of the agenda fairly quickly.
I would like to suggest that this new item that has been brought up be put in place of the guest phone call, since we don't have a guest phone call tonight.
Okay, well, that would put it immediately after approval of the minutes as the first item.
It should take less than 5 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to placing it right after approval of minutes?
Okay, and it's an audio survey? So Dina Colbert
it's
moved...
It's just an audio. It's a testimonial. It's an audio testimonial.
Okay, so move to add audio testimonial discussion after approval of minutes.
Okay, and if there aren't any other changes, then Teresa, would you just read it one more time, and then we'll get approval?
Dina Colbert moved to add the discussion of audio testimonial after the approval of minutes.
Oh, okay. Is there any objection to that? I don't hear anyone. So that's approved, and then we want to approve.
A point of information.
Sure.
I do have an understanding, Mr. Chair, that we approved the excused absences of Sean Rhodes and Don White without objection. Am I correct?
Okay, yeah. I should have asked if there was any comment about that.
I didn't hear any objections, so that's how I'm documenting it.
Okay, thanks.
So
okay, yeah, if you would just repeat it one more time, and then the way you have it, the order that you have it.
Dina Colbert moved.
Oh, no, we've approved that. I meant the agenda itself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, so roll call,
okay.
Approval of agenda, approval of minutes, audio testimonial,
right.
Budget,
okay.
PNB report,
mm-hmm.
Radio South update, new business, subcommittee reports, and adjourn.
Okay, and new business, you meant the motions for the PNB?
Yes. Would you rather it be put that way, or?
To just say if it is new business, then : motions for PNB.
Okay, fine.
So that was the noticed item.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any objection to the, or is there any objection to the agenda?
I move agenda as amended.
Okay. Okay, well then let's move right to approval of the minutes, and I'm not sure what we have on that. And Teresa, would you remind us?
Oh, I think that I sent out last month's minutes right after the meeting, but because I forgot to send them out a week ago, I don't know whether you want to approve them based upon what you may have read a month ago. I think we are behind in 2 months' worth of minutes because we did not approve the August minutes. We deferred them.
So are we caught up to date except for the last two?
Correct.
Okay, so then should we just postpone until next meeting, approval of those minutes?
If there's no objection.
Any objection?
I move that we postpone approval of the August and September minutes to the November meeting.
Second.
Can I ask a question about that? I mean, what is the process of actually getting them approved?
Is it just having them here?
The situation is this: for the August meeting, we had a rather complicated motion, which was to go before the PNB,
mm-hmm.
and I got temporarily flustered, and I did not have them ready. All that would have to be done is have them sent out a week in advance of the meeting and have the group approve them. I believe I did send out the September minutes as soon as the meeting was over. If someone wants to move that we approve them, you can. I could probably find them, but just to be safe, we could postpone them until next month.
So the next month we'll have three sets of minutes to look
Correct.
At.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's right.
All right. I'm sorry. I was just trying to figure that out. That's okay.
So is this approved without objection?
Hearing no objection, that is approved. That we will look at those next time. So the next item would be the audio testimonial of task members proposal. So, Dina, do you want to go ahead and talk about that for a bit?
Yeah. When the task force started a couple of years ago, it became apparent that it's a new concept, number one. And number two, I've been trying to track it in various ways, and there's no right way or wrong way. Last year we did a survey, and what we learned from the survey was that we had too many committees, and so we only brought it down to two working committees this year, which I think was very beneficial. Working the survey this year doesn't make sense given the way the year went, and so I'm thinking it would be nice to just do an oral interview on the phone that we could put together as part of the affiliate task force history or archive of what members thought was important that they participated in and what they didn't. Just as a way of it being a reference point, and maybe it would point us in more of a direction next year. Maybe it won't. Maybe it will just be what each of you participated in. And that should be acknowledged, and it's my way of acknowledging all of you. So I'm just requesting that I be allowed maybe no more than 15 minutes of telephone time with each of you, and I will tape a small testimonial from each of you.
I move that we approve this, and I think it's an excellent idea. I mean, you're doing all the work, so what are we doing except just approving it? It's terrific for us.
Dina?
But that's not part of the motion.
The motion is that Ms. Colbert do what?
When did we get formal?
This is the way I'm putting it in the minutes. That Ms. Colbert conduct an audio
testimonial of the 2007 affiliate task force membership.
Okay. I'll second that.
Great. Is there any debate? And hearing no debate, then is there any objection to the motion? No objection. That motion's approved.
And thank you, Dina.
Yeah, great.
So I'll be contacting you in November and December. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we're moving on to the budget discussion, the elusive budget. And let's see, who wants to lead off with a comment about where we're at with that? Or maybe I'll just get that much going, and then we can talk about I guess what the next step is, which is a curious thing. So it is a good question. So where we're at now is the board approved a proposed budget, which was sent to the finance. In fact, the motion spoke to the fact that this proposed budget would go to finance, and that finance would review it, and I can't remember the exact term, but it would consider this as part of the national budget, and that the salaried amount would be given to them in a timely manner. And that was done. It was done on August 8th, a week at least a week prior to the Finance Committee meeting. Actually, it was 2 weeks before. So they had plenty of notice on that. It was sent to Lonnie and the chair of the Finance Committee, who were from the ED, who had met with the HR, just so that if someone's listening to this, they get the whole story, met with the HR director.
We need to back up, Rip.
Even back up farther than that.
Yeah, to put it in context, what happened is that the Affiliates Task Force recommended that because of a change in job status, that the Affiliates Coordinator, who now becomes the Affiliates the Outreach and Coordinator for Pacifica, Coordinator,
that's right.
That the job responsibilities have increased and that the job be reevaluated for current compensation.
Right.
And the PNB approved that this be done by the former executive director in conjunction with the then HR director.
That's correct, right. And actually what went into that was a series of meetings early in the year between the affiliate coordinator and the ED to work out the job description, which was then combed through by the HR director. And based on that, the compensation was adjusted and sent to finance on August 8th.
So let me just back up also.
Okay.
Just so everybody understands, what happened is the recommendation was that an evaluation be done not only for the change in the job status, but that a comparable salary based on that type of job. And so there was an analysis done based on equal jobs that are performed for nonprofits, and that's where the finding came from.
Right, they're comparable salaries, and then you know the
there's a website that you can go
that.
To and do
yeah,
do
a
an analysis.
Couple courses for that.
Yeah,
but still, it's appropriate that a professional HR director perform that work so that it was all in, certainly probably substantiated. And anyway, that was all sent to finance in a timely manner, along with a motion approved by the board of directors that the finance committee consider this as part of the national budget. And since that the idea of the outreach department was then approved, I suppose that the way I see it is it was a directive to put that in the budget. So what happened then, we met as a board in September, which is the annual finance meeting of the in-person meeting of the board, and we're passing budgets, but because station budgets took so long, when it came time to the national office budget, the CFO did not have the proposed budget finalized for review, and so the archives budget was then, and the affiliate budget, in fact, the entire national office budget, was simply continued. There was a motion to continue spending based on pending approval of the actual budget, spending held to the 2006 levels. So now we have hanging out there as business for the board the approval of the national office budget. So what this does is it takes the opportunity to debate this matter out of the in-person meeting, which I feel is the strongest meeting of the board to come to resolution on these matters. So we're faced now with a telephone meeting where it's very dysfunctional. No one can look at each other. No one can really have the time to really discuss these matters. And, you know, this was discussed I can say this on the street, we had an executive session discussion about the matter of the salary. And so we did deal with that as a personnel matter. And I would just say it was my characterization that I felt confident that board members were in a positive frame of mind about that. And if anyone else wants to pick, so that's where we're at now. We're facing that coming up as business in our next meeting. So if anyone has other ideas on how we can support this, because we are getting resistance, I would say that the introduction of the national office budget to the board pretty much painted a bleak picture that it was in the red, $15,000, so we're starting from a negative, that we didn't have any revenue to pay for any increases at all. And so the CFO is suggesting that we not implement any of the motions coming from either this task force or the technology committee.
Well, I would like to speak to another issue related to that. The finance committee asked the CFO to provide a budget to them in a timely manner on the affiliates program, and the affiliates and the CFO, and that was supposed to be submitted to finance on the meeting at the meeting prior for the meeting prior to the in-person meeting in September, and that was not provided. And so what happened is finance asked again, and then the night before the night before the Saturday session of the PNB meeting in September, the budget was forwarded to the PNB, and that was the first time that anybody on the PNB had seen this budget drawn up by the CFO without consultation with the task force or the outreach and affiliates coordinator. So this is a budget that is very shocking to look at because it's totally out of context from anything that has to do with the affiliates program. It's the budget has no basis in reality. And so we haven't debated that issue at all. I mean, it's been mentioned at the budget discussion in the Pacifica, you know, at the national board meeting. But that is where we're going into the meeting on the 19th. That's where we're going from. We're going from that place. So I'm very concerned about this issue. And I'm very concerned about the discussion that's going to take in the finance, that's going to happen in finance committee regarding the national office budget when those of us that are on the task force will not be there because we're not members of finance. When I say those of us on the task force, I'm talking about those that have taken the lead on this issue, meaning myself and Rip and Don White. The three of us have, and Sandra, the four of us actually have advocated very strongly for the affiliates program budget, the outreach and affiliates program budget. And we, I think Sandra's really the only one of us that's on finance. Sandra, do you want to speak to this issue?
What I can speak to is that there are several members on the finance committee who are advocating to get this affiliate motions approved and get them into the national office budget, running up against a brick with the CFO who's telling us we don't have any money in the budget. And then the next time he tells us, well, he's found the $30,000. And then the next time he says, but, oh, no, it's not there anymore. So I'm getting concrete.
The thing that's shocking is that the board has approved this. As far as I can see, there's no opposition. I mean, there's one or two directors who basically are kind of take a position that, well, if the CFO says we don't have any money, then unfortunately we're not going to be able to fund this item. You know, and there's a couple, I would say three, maybe four directors who would vote that way. But that leaves a clear majority on the board of directors who would approve, who have approved this, in fact, a couple times, and every time the affiliates program's brought up in public session, every director is supportive. But what's happening is we're having a standoff with an employee of the board, and unfortunately, that's raising political divisions, and there seems to be something sacrosanct about the way the finances are presented to the board, to where people who question the numbers are characterized as somehow attacking, you know, a person. And I just don't understand this. And so it isn't that anyone is disagreeing with the spending, except when we're told by the CFO that, well, he's not going to put it in the budget, then there's this division on the board, because it's a division between who's going to go along with what the CFO says and who's going to challenge that his job is to make board motions happen. And if the board wants to spend the foundation into the hole and go bankrupt, well, then he can scream about it all he wants, but he's not in charge of the foundation. And
I would like to also speak to this issue. As you can see, there are a couple of us on the national board that are very upset. So what I would like to say to this issue is a few things. First of all, as I said, the affiliates, outreach and affiliates coordinator had not seen this budget, nor had those of us on the task force. I have the budget right in front of me now, and I will forward it to the whole of our committee. But when you look at it, you see items in this budget that have nothing to do with the affiliates program. You see consultant-related expenses and equipment, and you see a dollar amount of $3,700. You see consultants, Pete Caracas and John Almila, $42,448. This is in the affiliates budget. You see, let me find another outrageous expenditure. Conferences and training, $26,000. You see, satellite fee, $57,000. Website expenses, $31,000. These are line items in the, professional services legal. Where did that one come from? Fortunately, that's only $220. But what you see that I'm saying is there are items in this budget that have no basis in reality. And this is the budget that the chief financial officer of the Pacifica Foundation submitted to the National Board of Directors. And this is what I find absolutely outrageous. So I think this is a very serious issue. I think this speech speaks to a larger problem. And one of the things I think it speaks to is how decisions are made financially at the national office. And when I say that, it's because one of the things that I've been trying to get information on is development expenses that the chief financial officer makes without consultation with the board. Mm-hmm. A bulk mailing that happens every year, a direct mail that's happened every year since the chief financial officer has been on staff, in other words, money is expended without voting by the board. The chief financial officer makes a decision to do a bulk mailing, to purchase names from mailing lists, and the projected cost right now is $750,000. This is done twice a year. This money is expended without consultation with the national board, and there's no oversight. I have been asking for these numbers. I have made 3 requests by email to the chief financial officer. I have made verbal requests at the meeting in September. I have gotten no responses. What I was told previously was you will get it at the national office meeting. I have not seen the letter that has gone out. I have not seen any of these dollar amounts. And I don't think, to my knowledge, that the chief financial officer is a development director. In fact, having been involved in matters related to the evaluation and seen the job description of the chief financial officer, this matter is not confidential. The job description of the chief financial officer does not include development director. So I have a lot of serious issues with how this whole process is going on, and I want to raise them, and I want to know strategically, and this is for the public record, how the task force advises me as a representative of the task force and a member of the national board to proceed on this matter.
Well, one thing is that we could keep our focus as the affiliate task force by saying that there's 2 reasons this is relevant. One is that it's a corresponding behavior of obscuring actual budget reports, the numbers in budget reports to board members. And the other reason it's relevant is because we're being told that there's no money. And all I've been saying all along, and this qualifies my statement earlier, this budget request that we have properly put through all the processes and procedures is a budget that is paid for by revenue that's generated each year. In fact, the national office makes excess dollars from the revenue of the affiliate program, which it can use to offset the various things that affiliates use. And that's perfectly acceptable. It's kind of like the stations paying their fee to the national office. Well, the affiliate program also pays a fee to the national office, the surplus in and above the budget that we were requesting. And so what's relevant is that to achieve that budget, the CFO needs to adjust the national office budget. It doesn't mean that he has new spending. It simply means an adjustment of the way the numbers are crunched. And for the mail drop to take so much, which I believe has doubled from last year, but I'm going to check that again. It's an adjustment when you think of the amount of money that we're talking about and what we see in the national office development budget. So that's why I think it's relevant. It's on those two points. Is there anyone else who wants to speak about this matter?
I would like to say something. I was rather upset and contacted some people when I discovered that the $25,000 that had been in the 06 budget approved by the National Board, and it's my understanding that when the National Board approved that, they were approving a permanent position. And then I believe that when our affiliates coordinator went to hire the person, she was told first by the CFO that she couldn't hire this person as a permanent person because it couldn't be guaranteed that the position would be there the next year. And as I understand it, somehow the CFO persuaded the executive director, Greg Guma, to back him up on that. So what I thought would have been a no-brainer this year was not fulfilled. We should have a permanent position. So when I started asking about that, I didn't like the answers that I got. And I would think that if the PNB approved $25,000 for a position last year, last September, then there's no way that our affiliates coordinator should have been told that that wasn't a permanent position. And I don't know what you call that when the CFO told her that, by what authority, but I think that needs to be addressed.
Well, if you're saying that if the seat of power resides with the CFO and the ED and not with the board, then what you have is you have a negotiation between two, and especially when the board says that both have equal status, equal, and neither one reports to the other. You have what the former ED has publicly characterized as a negotiation for spending between the ED and the CFO, and a give-and-take process where the ED says, we need this much programming, and the CFO says, well, I can't give that to you because you've also asked for, you know, for example, an assistant for the affiliate program. So you have a negotiation where the ED is up against a choice of saying, well, do I want national programming? This is a great opportunity. Or am I going to support or am I going to pay for the position? And depending on how much this has gone on over the year, it could be down to those kind of decisions which forces someone to lose out. And I'm not saying this happened. I'm simply creating an example of how negotiation works between an ED and a CFO. I am certainly not alluding to any knowledge. I do not know anything that happened like this. It's simply an example I'm using. And that's to explain what Teresa brought up about how the ED started saying, well, there has to be a choice of either the salary adjustment or the position or the consultants, but we can't have them all. Now, I disagreed with that position. But that's what he was saying, but I believe it was because of the underlying reasons that we're talking about now. Because literally the $25,000 for consultants is not enough. Certainly the budget still is well below the revenue of the affiliate program. It's not a piece of money that's so so large that the foundation, it's simply a battle between the two egos.
Well, I would just like to say, I just sent everybody the budget that the CFO presented to the PNB. And there's no basis in reality, because this budget doesn't show the affiliates program operating in a surplus. It shows the affiliates program operating in a deficit, because it's padded with all these dollar amounts that have no relevance to the program, the dollar amounts that I mentioned earlier. So that's why I sent it to you all, so you can see for yourself.
Okay, well, Chandra, I have to comment on some of the projections there. The CFO knows ahead of time what a lot of these costs could be, and certainly approves these things as they go along. And the budgets that we've seen in the past don't look anything like this. And every budget that was talked about as a task force when we were moving this through to Finance Committee, with the ED looking on, was the real budget. Well, this budget is a false budget, because it's completely different from everything that we've ever seen in the past. And I'm pretty sure it's different from the budget that we forwarded to the Finance Committee. But I think that there's a play going on here at the in-person meeting, where by presenting this paper, it kind of erases people's memory, because we've got to remember that to other directors on the board, this is a side issue. And so depending on the numbers in front of them, it will influence their decision at the moment. And I think this was a play to get directors to feel negatively about this proposal, when in fact it's completely different than the one that we sent to Finance Committee. Is there any other comments on that?
I agree.
I have to talk like that, and then I have to be the gentle moderator. Oh, yes, is there any?
Well, I would like to say that I was told by someone on the Finance Committee that if the National Board approved a position, that at the bottom of your budgets, you need to, what's the term, Ursula?
I don't know.
There was something that needed to be put at the bottom of the budget. It has to do with the number of people, headcount too. One is unfilled currently. But basically, you have a headcount for that program or that department or that on that budget. So our headcount should be two. And everybody should be accountable for headcount. In fact, no one has a right to, if their department has a headcount of three, they don't just hire somebody without permission. And we had permission to hire somebody. So when we next time we submit this budget to finance, we should write on the bottom what the headcount is of that department, and it should be two. Even though it's not filled, it should be written that it has a designated headcount that was approved by the National Board.
Yes, it was.
Sorry. Who's next?
Well, I, being on the outside looking in, am wondering if there could be some kind of an emergency expression of asking if a member of the affiliate task force who's been working on budget could be present on the financial call for a specified time, not for the whole call.
We've asked for that.
And what they say?
Rip, you've asked for that, right? You've asked to be invited on address this issue twice, right?
That's true. I guess that means I try again. I was just going to be there to answer questions, and what I did is I did listen on the stream that night, and they postponed National Office budget that night. So that's what happened then.
Well, could I request that you or someone from the board be available to represent the affiliate task force?
But it's more than that. I mean, it's the serious issue of the National Finance Committee and the National Board reviewing a budget for the affiliates program, which is totally false. which makes the affiliates program look like it's in the red when it's actually in the black, and justifying why these new expenditures cannot occur. I mean, that's the fact of that really, this is a serious issue.
I
can't emphasize it enough. I just sent that budget to everybody. I want you all to see it.
This is Ursula. Can I speak, Rip?
Please.
I think that Chandra's right. I mean, from the way I see it, I think there's a basic kind of conceptual struggle going on here between the affiliates task force and at least the CFO and I don't know how much of the finance committee, but I think that the conceptual struggle is, how is the affiliates program being defined? And this is a kind of a simple bookkeeper's kind of thing. There are two ways you can define a department of an organization. It's either a cost center or a revenue sharing, a revenue generating department. It's one or the other. And I think that's what the struggle is over here. I mean, we heard Lonnie's explanation loud and clear at the meeting in Berkeley. He said, look, if you want an initiative, you have to provide the revenue for it. And, everything costs money, and if you want to do something, where's the money? And so, it really gets down to, whether the affiliates program is being defined as a cost or a source of revenue for the network. And that seems to be, to a large extent, what there's a struggle over right now. And I agree with Chandra, it seems to me that it's not really a budget, it's really a expenditure report of the last year's spending. It looks like a report which has been designed to make us look like a cost center. But that seems to be conceptually what the struggle's about right now, because the underlying idea is, if you want something, you have to demonstrate how you're going to pay for it.
Well, one thing I would say is there's one difference between this time a budget was presented and the previous times, and that thing that's missing is the ED who knew what the numbers were. I'm just tossing that out there as just one more factor. But we do need to focus on the question here on the item for the agenda, and that is Chandra's question is about what the next step really is. I mean, we can be, Sandra's on finance, we could be on finance call to answer questions, but it doesn't get the job done because the way finance calls work, it's a telephone call. So certain people dominate the call and move the agenda along, and there's no telling how it will play out. If the CFO does not present these numbers that we requested into the budget, then just making another, we've already made motions saying that we're going to put this in the budget. So what do you think needs to be done? Does Finance Committee need to make a motion that says that the recommended budget be incorporated? Would that get it done? So I guess that's the question. We need to focus on the question on this agenda item.
Can I speak for a moment?
Yes, go ahead.
Suggestion would be for us as the affiliates task force to put forth our own budget, just like the stations do, which I believe has it not? And then for the finance committee to be able to meet and approve that portion.
Well, I know that there's opposition to areas of the national office breaking off as their own units for budgets. So there was that question. That's what that's why we presented the way that we did, was saying this is the way we want these items to be incorporated into the national office budget.
And to be presented to the finance committee, and I feel very strongly about being on the finance committee and having Rip or Ursula attend the finance committee meeting, and wouldn't be for the whole meeting, but just to be on the call and state right there for everybody on the finance committee to hear it, that this is what we believe is the affiliates budget. This portion of the national office budget is what applies to affiliates, and put it in the true light that it is, where it does bring in revenue. There are expenditures, but they are not what are being attributed to them by the CFO. This is something that the CFO, in my mind, has become, for lack of a better word, somewhat of a rogue, in that he manipulates these numbers to his liking and then tells everybody there is no money, when all of us on this call know that the affiliates program brings in money and the expenditures are not in excess of what they bring in. I think that just we need to stay focused on that and just really keep driving that nail home until we get it across. And at some point, we'll have a new executive director who will hopefully rein in some of this behavior that's going on, where it seems like money is getting allocated or spent that's not being accounted for, and then we're being told that the affiliates is short and that we don't have any money to do what needs to be done for the affiliates. It's very disheartening.
Well, Sandra, if we were to find that original budget that we submitted, fill in the line for the recommended salary that the HR director and the ED sent on August 8th, and kind of represented that. If we sent that to you, you have the mailing list for the finance committee, and as a member, you could email that around in advance of the meeting. Is that possible?
We'd be happy to do.
So we'd just go back and find the, I know I have this stuff, go back and find that proposal that was sent. But just add in where we had the yellow line was blank for the salary. We just fill that in and then resend that around to the finance committee and say this was the budget that was approved and sent to you guys, whether it was, you know, and just as a reminder that this was what had been approved. So do you think that would, does everybody else on the call think that might work?
Well, I think it's better than not doing anything at this point. And, again, I can't speak for the other members of the finance. Oh, I believe for the affiliates program on the finance committee, I certainly support it. Do my best to.
I would like to mention an email that I sent out to my four directors. I told them I was upset about the $25,000 situation, and I reminded them that we have 120-plus individual clients, and we have to provide services to them. And we need to remind other directors who, for whatever reasons, their minds might be on other things, we need to remind them that we must have enough money in our budget to provide services to those clients. Otherwise, they can take their business elsewhere. And maybe, you know, maybe these directors are just thinking about sister stations. Maybe they have forgotten what we're trying to teach them every time we have a meeting about, you know, the value of affiliates to our program. I mean, it's a reciprocal situation here. But I'm hoping that if Sandra does her thing, that we will also have talked with other people. I mean, I talked to several people, one of which was Lydia Brazan, before this PNB meeting, and I said, you have to make sure that this $25,000, for example, continues. So I hope that all of us have some talks with these other PNB directors before the meeting so that they don't act like this is a big surprise when it comes through finance. Somebody needs to talk to the other people on finance.
I think part of the problem on finance, folks, is that we got waylaid by the WBAI budget. It's daunting. That's all I can say.
It's been daunting for several years, actually.
unfortunately.
It's going to dominate the next meeting also.
Yes, it is. It's all part of, I mean, we can't go off until we get that one sorted out.
But, you know, we cannot let the fact that WBAI might be drowning. I mean, you can't just allow this program to drown.
Well, that's the point. It's going to take the whole foundation down with it, along with any program that's good, that's positive,
mm-hmm.
unless we intervene.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we did get the time at the in-person meeting that we asked for to give the case, but then there seemed to be this idea that there had to be a motion on the floor. I mean, I think the chair kept on entertaining debate because he was waiting for a motion, and it took a while for me to recognize that, to say, wait a minute, point of order. Why do we need another motion?
We had already submitted two motions.
Yeah.
Prior to the meeting. And they had already been approved.
So somehow the time went by, and this budget, and besides, what we're talking about is incorporating into the national office budget. So since we weren't at that time, it was already been decided that we weren't going to approve the budget. We were just going to talk about it, the national office budget. We spent most of the time talking about this matter. And it still seemed, at the end, directors spoke positively about the idea being approved.
Yes.
But it didn't mean that when we get this national office proposed budget, that it's going to be there. Because the CFO then flat out said, and the chair gave him the floor, to rebut the board and basically say, no, not going to put it in there. And that's kind of where we ended up with that.
The CFO was given an opportunity to make a rebuttal during the affiliates coordinator's presentation.
Disgusting.
So can I kind of respectfully ask all of you here a question on that? Why was that allowed? I mean, why didn't one director speak up and say that that's inappropriate? I was very shocked that in the middle of my report there was this new protocol of allowing a rebuttal. And I was surprised that nobody said, wait a minute, what's going on here? I mean, why was this allowed?
I think it was easier to notice the process part, or that we could object to that later, because I guess I'm not savvy enough about parliamentary stuff to...
Yeah, me too.
I just didn't catch it at the time. It just seemed like a discussion. And I kind of... Then it
me
was
too.
Later when you go, wait a minute, how, that wasn't supposed to be, you know, allowed
right.
to happen that way.
Well,
sometimes you feel like you're blindsided by these process things that occur that are actually inappropriate. Sorry, so does anyone else want to comment on this? We're on item number 4. Should we? What's the consensus here?
I would like permission to draft a memo to the board and the finance committee on behalf of the task force, which I will send around for sign-off, that could come from myself and Rip, if he will agree to co-sign it with me, doing a comparative analysis on the two budgets. And presenting both budgets side by side to the finance office and the finance committee and the board for consideration, and showing the discrepancies in one versus the other.
Well, Chandra, can I respond to that?
Sure.
I think there's a confusion there, because, and this is part of the confusion that's been created. One is not a budget. One is a in a sense, a report on expenses. What was submitted to the board at some point, I don't know when, because I didn't get it, was not a budget. It was a report of expenses from last year. And this is kind of where the confusion gets created, because the affiliates program isn't allowed to have a budget. It is part of the national office, but at the end of the year, it has to answer for expenses, some of them which are expenses of the national office. So the report at the end of expenses is kind of a strange and hypothetical piece of document, because it's not in relation to to a real budget. We didn't have a budget last year. The affiliates program doesn't have a budget. So to submit a budget next to the report expenses is kind of like giving apples and oranges. You understand what I mean? They're not the same
but
thing.
How would you suggest we proceed? I mean, I'm willing to do what I can, but I don't, you know, I want support for my initiatives, and I want to know how to proceed.
Well, I certainly support you for wanting to take action. I mean, I'm not a board member, so I can't tell you. I know what I would do, but I'm not a board member. It's not my place to tell you what to do. I think this is an. I think it's extraordinary that a department that is not allowed to have a budget is then, you know, held responsible for expenses. You know, it's a remarkable thing to do.
Expenses
and,
that it doesn't incur.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's absorbed into the national budget. So apparently, whatever part of the national budget is decided to throw in there are just put there. You know, because there is no budget. So it's just there are no boundaries here. It's an amorphous situation. You know, which is, you know, fine. I'm not the bookkeeper in the organization, so it's not my place. But the problem with that is the end result is that it's used to justify, you know, a withholding of resources, and that does affect me personally as an employee. You know, I pay the personal price for that, and I do object to that. So, you know, I cannot say what to do. I mean, there are things that I know I would do, but I'm not you. But I think it is extraordinary. And I think I do support you in taking action, but that's where I have to stop as an employee.
Okay. Question here. If, let's say, we put forth to the Finance Committee and the National, or from the Finance Committee or from the Affiliates Committee to the National Finance Committee to be presented to the board that the affiliates should not be swallowed up by the national budget, that they should have their own budget just like each of the five signal areas. Given that they represent 125 affiliate customers that are customers of this foundation, they are serve a service, and that they are paying customers. And like Teresa said earlier, if they don't get the service they want, they can take their money elsewhere.
We've done that, Teresa. We did that last year. Mm-hmm. We had a fight just to get a line item in the national office budget. We didn't even have that before, if you remember, last year.
I don't know whether you need to go into executive session with the CFO or hope that the new ED, the institutional memory, I don't know where that is, you know, but...
I really think that the affiliates need to have their own separate budget, and that would eliminate this being swallowed up by the national, made to account for expenses that were not part of the affiliates' expenses. I mean,
well, Sandra,
way to go about it.
One thing about that is that if we get into a budgetary argument with the CFO or other directors, there are expenses that could be associated that people wouldn't know. So the only way that would work is if there was also a caveat. And I think calling them customers that are buying services, even though we've used that before, probably isn't a good one here, because if you're to say that they need to pay for Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News, then it's a disproportionate ratio when five Pacifica stations that are getting that service and then suddenly saying that each affiliate has to then pay for that service. So you would have to say that the
program... And they pay for that already, because they generate an affiliate fee. I mean, there's an affiliate fee generated that covers that service.